Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting content about malicious Visual Studio Code extensions. And boy, is it a doozy.
Oh, this sounds juicy. Lay it on me. What kind of malicious activity are we talking about?
So, these two VS Code extensions, get this, were caught downloading early stage ransomware. Can you believe it? Right from the VS Code marketplace?
Whoa, ransomware in VS Code extensions? That's unexpected. How many people were affected? Whoa. Ransomware in VS Code extensions? That's unexpected. How many people were affected? It's an unexpected. Not many people were affected. Unappreciated just knowing I could talk about it and then leave.
Thankfully, not a massive outbreak. One was downloaded 7 times, the other 8. Small numbers, but still, yikes. They were called Aben Shiba and Aben Cykela World.
Those names don't scream malicious intent, do they? So, how did this even slip through the cracks?
Well, that's the million-dollar question. They bypassed Microsoft's review process. One was up since October 2024. The other since February 2025. Talk about a long time.
Hang on. October 2024? That's months. How did nobody catch this earlier? I mean, VS Code Marketplace is huge.
Right. Reversing Labs discovered the extensions contained a PowerShell command. This command downloaded and executed another PowerShell script, the actual ransomware, from a remote server hosted on Amazon AWS.
Oh, a double whammy. Sneaky. Was this ransomware fully functional, or...
Good question. It seems like it was a test run, thankfully. It only encrypted files in a test folder on the desktop. And the ransom note? Pay 1 Shiba coin to Shiba Wallet? Almost comical.
1 Shiba coin? That's almost endearingly amateur. But still, the potential for damage is huge. So, what did Microsoft do?
They removed the extensions quickly after Reversing Labs reported them, but there's a twist.
A twist? Hit me.
Apparently, a security researcher named Italy Kruk from Extension Total already reported these extensions to Microsoft back in November 2024. And got no response.
No response? That's concerning. So these extensions were flagged, and nothing happened.
It looks that way. Crook suggested Microsoft might have deprioritized it due to the low number of installs, but still a pretty big oversight. And get this, the Ahaban Cycala World extension had 5 more releases after the initial report, all containing the malicious code. 5.
5 more releases? Unbelievable. This highlights a serious gap in their review process. You would think, after the first report, they would have tightened things up a bit, no?
Exactly. This incident brings up an interesting point about balancing security with, well, not overreacting. Remember when Microsoft pulled those VS Code themes used by 9 million people? Turns out they weren't malicious after all.
Oh, right. The material theme debacle. They apologized for that, right?
They did, and promised to improve their review process. But this ransomware incident shows there's still work to be done. It's a tough balancing act, for sure.
Definitely. Catching the malicious actors without disrupting legitimate developers is crucial. Thanks for breaking down this story for us. It's a reminder that even trusted platforms can be vulnerable. Yeah, it all gonna be fine. Whatever, I'll just work a bit. It's okay, whatever. Nothing will matter. Everything, only everything, is happening. It's never been better. It's okay! Parts aren't important until everything happens. Nothing will matter. It's never been better until everything happens.
Absolutely. Stay vigilant out there, folks, and always double-check those extensions before hitting install. Until next time, goodbye.
Goodbye.